Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We have a lot to get into today. I like to say we are a complete retirement planning firm. I say that because I believe it. We do portfolio management. We also do estate planning, tax planning, income planning. That's how we approach it. And it's so important and critical, I believe, to be complete in retirement. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, I guess, that we'll touch upon some of those things. The IRS has issued some final rules for inherited IRAs. Now, anyone who owns an IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, we can go down the alphabet soup of retirement plans. This will impact you and your family. We're also going to get into maybe touch upon the market. And then I want to talk about this interesting article I read. I think it's interesting. Retirement changes dramatically over the years. It has changed, but I want to talk again about how this could impact you. If you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download all types of reports on all types of topics. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can send me a question. Again, we want to be a resource for you. We're probably going to start classes up coming into this fall. School season around the corner. Okay, let's dig in. I want to get into some of these things as we talked about that touch upon your retirement plan. This was interesting, and this relates to, well, let's just dig into this. It was an article that said retirement changes dramatically over the years. And you may not be surprised to hear retirement has changed, but you may be astonished to see the actual demographics. This was a research that this gentleman did, Jeff Hoy from seniorliving.org. In 1910, the life expectancy at birth was 50 years, only 50 years. And what's interesting is the average age of retirement, you may not guess this, but the average age of the retirement workforce was 74. Isn't that? I just thought that was kind of interesting how you would expect it not to be that. And the point is that if you live that long, now, yes, the life expectancy was lower, but those that lived, the hardier people that made it through and so on and so forth, those tough times, well, they worked a lot longer. Now, in 2000, life expectancy at birth increased by 23 years. Now, it's a little more than that. I think from the Social Security Administration, it's like 74 point something. So we'll just round up 75 for males, about 77 for women. And so that's just average. And in life expectancy, I don't want to get too deep into it. Really, longevity is the issue. If you're at 65, 70 right now, your life expectancy or longevity is even longer than those numbers. But my point is, you know, and the average person is retiring at 62. That's just those are just the numbers. And so we have to think about this, what we've always talked about in the past, is one of those pieces of being complete, which is your income. What are we doing as far as income? And we talk about, I've said this before, I've quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's got a great book out there on Social Security, which we're going to discuss here in a second. The risk isn't dying, the risk is living. And so are you comfortable going 25, 30 years without a paycheck? And I'm going to offer this income planning toolkit, which gets into, because I always say I want to offer this information because I'm limited. I can't get into all the details, but I can get it out to you. And if you want that income planning toolkit, it's got the budget worksheets, budget and income planning worksheets. This is the process because expenses don't, you know, the paychecks can stop, expenses don't. So we really need to start putting pencil to paper. This is how we increase, I believe, our probability of success in retirement. It will include the maximizing income, gets into these areas of what I call income, pensions, Social Security, annuities, your investments. Also, the Social Security decision will be in there. And the truth about annuities. I will put this together. I'll call it the Income Planning Toolkit. If you want it, we'll get that out to you. Again, it walks through the process of putting an income plan in place. And I would pose the question to you, what is your income plan? Do you have one? 630-864-6711 to get your Income Planning Toolkit. And I've said this before. I think, you know, feeling wealthy in retirement is really about having more income than expenses. And how would that feel if we could get there? So let's talk about creating this income plan. You know, Social Security is the most common income out there. We know that. Most people that receive Social Security, that's it. You know, that's their one. I think there was a Good Housekeeping. They're still there online, I think. But they had an article that said for 63% of those in retirement, that's their only source of retirement income. And so when we make this Social Security decision, again, this is something we do for individuals, for clients, for people that come in. We do a Social Security analysis. Keep in mind, these are, for the most part, irrevocable decisions. When you lock into Social Security, which can start as early as 62, I mentioned this average age of 62 where most people are retiring, we have to be careful, because if you lock into that benefit at 62, well, that's it forever. You know, again, risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So if you're 75, 80, and all of a sudden you're saying, why did I lock in? Keep in mind, it grows by 8% per year. You could see a benefit of 10, 12, 13,000 more a year for the rest of your life if you defer it. And that may make sense for you. These are what we call claiming strategies. In fact, Forbes had done a study, or in one of their articles, said that 96% of individuals miss out on $111,000 of cumulative lifetime benefits. So you see why this is pretty important. That's just one piece of your income plan. So it's important we understand the claiming strategies. That's something we do. I'm going to make an offer here in a minute. But understand Social Security. There was an interesting quiz that came out. It said, this was from Motley Fool, 10 details too many people get wrong about Social Security. You know, that's why I say this. These studies show how we can get caught up in these claiming strategies, understanding how it works. First question was, Social Security offers guaranteed income for life. This is important because we talk about having lifetime income. 49% of the people correctly indicated that statement was true. It is a guaranteed income for life. Social Security benefits are tax-free. It's true or false? The correct answer is false. They are not tax-free, and only 45% of the people. We're going to talk about taxes in a minute. You could potentially get it tax-free. Prior to 1983, Social Security was tax-free. It is not anymore. Up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. And so, and then we have these other issues, which again, we're going to talk more about it. But these were divorced people. Can they be eligible for Social Security spouse benefits? Answer, yes. Only 40% of people knew that. If you've been married 10 years and divorced more than two, you can take divorce spousal benefits. Again, a lot of rules, and that's my point. We need to understand how to try to maximize. That's why in this report, Maximizing Income, the Social Security decision is part of that. That's just one piece. And then our pensions. Again, a guaranteed lifetime income. Let's distinguish between income and assets. Paychecks coming in every week, regardless of the market, regardless of investments, regardless, you know, of what you have in savings, the checks come in every week. And so this is important stuff, and of course, regardless of age. So pensions, if for those of you that have pensions, I go through this all the time with individuals, almost weekly when people come in. Call your pension providers. Get a printout of your pension. Find out what your options are. You're going to get 4, 5, 6, 7 options. And then, of course, for those that are married, we want to understand the survivor benefits, just like our spousal or survivor benefit on Social Security. Largest benefit stays with the surviving spouse. So much more to get into. Annuities are another example. Lifetime income. Take a look at these. I'm not for or against them, but it's something that will give you lifetime income. In fact, potentially joint lifetime income. Think about that. So do you see how, as I said, imagine if we could set up and have an income plan. I've offered this income planning toolkit, which will walk you through the process. Starts with the worksheets. Then you can start putting pieces in place. The Social Security analysis. I'll tell you what. Let me make this offer too. For those of you, because everyone's situation is unique, and this is something we do, of course. We're a retirement planning firm. But if you want to schedule a time to come in, if you're serious about this, you really want to take a look at it, guess what? We'll test your plan. We'll run a Social Security analysis. We'll show you the different claiming strategies so you can make an informed decision. We'll run all of this. We'll put an income plan together, also tax plan, how to minimize taxes. And I'll just take it another step further, a complete plan. We'll do a portfolio x-ray. You'll see where you stand. We'll test your plan based on your goals. I'm telling you, this is a good thing to go through. It's a great exercise, I think, and hopefully will reduce your stress level. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call for the complete retirement, customized, I should say, complete retirement plan, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time through there. Hopefully, we'll be able to see you and we'll be able to take advantage of this. Coming up, I do want to get into these new rules that you really need to be aware of. They will affect you if you own an IRA, 401k. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us and take advantage of some of the information I offered on this income planning toolkit, or if you want to, or if there's something specific, I do want to say that if there's something we can customize for you on any topic, I think, that relates to retirement planning, we'll get that out to you too. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can request the information. And so we'll make it available to you. Again, I think this is some great information to start to get these pieces of your plan in place. If we can check the box on the income planning piece and say, I'm pretty confident through my lifetime and my, if those are married, my spouse's lifetime, we're going to have the income to live the life we want. Well, that's a big check mark. And so we can move on to these other things. And let's move on to these other things. Which is, let's talk a little bit about taxes. I mentioned the IRS. You know, I'm a big fan of getting to tax-free. Well, the IRS has come out with these rules. They say they're final rate rules for the inherited IRAs. It's almost laughable sometimes. These rules are just so, I mean, it's, anyway, I won't go off on that. It's just very frustrating. But the IRS, these rules regarding inherited IRAs, they made the rules so complicated, they didn't understand them, if that makes any sense. Hey, anyway, 2020... prior to 2020, you had these rules. Whenever you inherit an IRA, a non-spouse, so we'll get to that in a second, but spouses have rollover privileges. Non-spouse beneficiaries, of course, children, friends, siblings, whoever, non-spouse, they cannot assume ownership of a retirement account. And so what does that mean? It means they have to take money out of that retirement account. And so, and every penny's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. So that's why you always hear these this term, sometimes tax time bomb, right? When you take it out during your lifetime, it's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. It can cause more of your Social Security to be taxable, which we just talked about, up to 85%. Your Medicare premiums, which are, could be over $500. You talk about IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount, whatever that is. That income can impact how much you pay in Medicare, and we go down the road. And now we have RMDs, required minimum distributions, and then when it goes to our children, someone's paying the tax. That's the point, right? And so the rules were saying, the SECURE Act, I mean, just all these acronyms. I've talked about IRMA, Social Security, the SECURE Act, Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Act, 2.0. How about that? So 2019, and it said, hey, we're going to change the rules. We're going to increase the age to which you can start where you're forced to take money out of your accounts. And by the way, the RMDs, required minimum distributions, if you don't take the right amount, or your beneficiary's children, if they inherit it, don't take the right amount, 25% penalty. Isn't that nice? And so these are important things to understand. Well, the SECURE Act said, we're going to change the inheritance rules. And now they're saying, well, we made them so vague and so complicated, and we didn't even understand them, so we're going to tell you what they are now. And so everything they, up till now, they're going to say, forget about it. You have 10 years to exhaust the accounts. So if you inherit, and when children inherit these accounts, a lot of times at their highest earning years, so they may be turning around giving 30% away. Who knows? But the point is, you have 10 years to exhaust these accounts. Your children do, non-spouse. And so now they're saying, well, if the required distributions already started, so if the person who owned it was already taking money out, reached that age, now you have to start taking required distributions. You can't wait till the end of the 10 years. Again, I know it's all very complicated, but I'm hoping, I just want you to look these things up and be aware of it. Because again, if you do not take the right amount, you will have a 25% penalty. And it has to be exhausted by 10 years either way. Is your head spinning yet? I mean, it's just crazy. But these are the rules. So I just want you to be... Now, remember we talk about Roth? Guess what? Roths aren't taxable. They don't... There's no... Now, they inherited Roths, you have to start taking money out. But there's no tax on them. Isn't that a nice thing? And that's why when we talk about Roth IRAs versus traditional... I'm going to get to that in a second. But we have this tax-free report. Again, I'm offering this information so you have it in front of you. We're working on another tax planning report I want to get ready for here in the next week or so. But this is all about having this these rules. If you, it's like anything. You know, if you're playing a game, you're playing, if you don't know the rules, you're probably not going to win. or at least you're going to something, you know, you're going to be at a disadvantage. So that's why I wanted to understand some of these rules. And so I'll offer the tax planning reports here too, getting to tax free, ideas on that. Give us a call. I'll get that out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to get information on taxes. But my point is, what can we do to, I sometimes call this forward tax planning, because when we talk about Roth versus traditional, it's not just that you don't pay the tax on it. During your lifetime, your spouse and children don't pay the tax on it. It doesn't impact your Medicare premiums, which we just talked about in the previous segment. And it also doesn't impact Social Security. It's not used in the calculation. So when I talk about, too, you see how all of these things kind of, they do relate. They overlap. So when you're looking at your retirement accounts, an inherited retirement account is part of your estate planning. Here we are talking about another piece. You know, it goes beyond the living trusts and the powers of attorney, and the medical powers of attorney, which we do. Our attorneys, we have an attorney that does all the estate planning. But you also want to look at the tax component to it, right? We can talk about inheritance and estate taxes, but there's also a potential income tax piece to this. If you have retirement accounts, as I said, someone's paying the income tax. Either you are, or your spouse, or your children. Okay, and so we want to be aware of, what are we doing? Are we incorporating tax planning in our planning? And there's a difference with tax planning versus tax preparation. Unfortunately, most people just file taxes every April with the help of their CPA or accountant. But there's so many things we could be doing now as far as getting to tax-free. Spouses have rollover privileges. That is a non-taxable event. They can assume ownership of the IRA. Non-spouses can't. So I just wanted to make that clear. So what are some things we can do? I told you Roth IRA contributions. I had someone here this past week. They were not making Roth. One spouse is retired. The other one is working. She's working part-time, but they have income. So I said, you can both be contributing to a Roth. Guess what? They brought in some checks just the other day. We contributed to their Roth IRAs. Those are contributions. They're going to retire. The one spouse is retiring in a couple of years. So I said, we need to get these in. You only have a couple more years where you can make contributions. That goes away. Not taxable. Not taxable to you, to your spouse, to your children. Doesn't impact Medicare, Social Security. That's just a Roth IRA. Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, HSAs, health savings accounts. We just want to know the rules. This is how we get ahead. I offered that tax planning report. And again, I'll extend the offer, which I did in the first segment, which was in the previous segment, which was, everybody's situation is unique. I'm pretty confident there's things you can do to impact your taxes today as well as in the future, and then as well down to your children and grandchildren. If you want to take advantage of that, this is only a piece of the overall, what I call, complete and customized retirement plan. We'll test your plan. We'll do the portfolio analysis. We'll look under the hood at everything. We'll also talk about look at your estate plan. I like to always say, throw everything in a box or a bag, whichever is your preference. But bring your stuff in. We'll get organized. We'll take a look at things. I am confident you will come out of here with at least, at a minimum, not just a retirement plan, but a few ideas that are going to make a difference in your overall plan. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and sign up there and schedule a time with me. I hope we get a chance to meet. I hope we get a chance to go through this. Alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll be right back with more on the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the president and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information we offered, you have a question, you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's great information to download there. But I wanted to, and I almost feel obligated, we got to talk about taxes. I mean, when you go back, some would argue that our country was founded on this taxation, the issues of taxation, going all the way back to the Stamp Act. Taxes are an issue. You know, the question always is, in fact, this was kind of funny, it's illustrative. If you remember Frank and Ernest, that comic strip, those old kind of disheveled curmudgeons, but there was a question, they were talking to each other, and he said, I don't know if I can live on my income or not. The government won't let me try it. And so the question I pose to you is, Do you want to make the IRS or the government a bigger partner in your retirement? And I think I know the answer to that. So we're going to dig into that. I mean, we are going to dig in and we're going to get into some things. We're going to talk about not just income taxes. There's all of these other things that you're probably not aware of, or maybe not. You hear about it. Taxes on your Social Security, up to 85% can be taxed. Also, your Medicare premiums, it's called IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount. You know, those premiums can be as high as $594 a month. Are you aware of that? I consider that a tax. That was part of the ACA. You also have net investment income. Have you heard of that? Then you have required minimum distributions, estate taxes, and all of these things that come into play. So taxes can play a huge part in your planning. And so when we talk about what does it look like for the future, you know, our current tax rates are at 40-year lows. Our national debt is approaching $34 trillion and going up by $2 trillion. I think every 100 days they said a trillion is being added. What are we doing? Because you may have heard the term before, tax time bomb, because keep in mind, again, you take money out, it's taxable at whatever the tax rate. It can cause these other taxes. Then you have required distributions. Let me get into here's the way I kind of want to approach some of this. Then I'm going to make some offers here. We have this terrific guide we put together. It's called the Retirement and Tax Reference Guide. It really is. It's a great tool. And then I'm going to offer the Getting to Tax Free. I'll do that in a minute, that entire report that gets into these ideas. But I've had these conversations just this past week. I've had so many conversations, and I guess this is common every week. I think it's illustrative. And so let me get into some specific ideas that I think can help you. And I have a number of them. I can't get into everything, but let me get into a couple. The first, and probably the most obvious, is the Roth contributions. I've had two or three, maybe more meetings this week where I find most people that come in have very little money in these tax-free accounts. And so, you know, the point is you can put up, if you're 50 or older, you can put $8,000 a year, $8,000 per person per year. So, again, someone I met with recently became clients. We added $16,000, $8,000 each to their accounts. Now that's tax-free money that will grow the rest of their lives tax-free. And so when we look at these things where there's no required minimum distributions, there's no tax on it, the tax rate is always zero, these are on Roths, they don't tax your Social Security, they're not going to impact your IRMA, which is your Medicare premiums, they won't be a part of this net investment income, which I'm going to talk about, which again some of us might be unaware of, and they go to your children and spouse tax-free. This is why this stuff is so important. So you can make Roth contributions at any age if you have earned income. It's up to $8,000, as I said, per person if you're 50 or older. I had a client come in. We do these reviews. I try to do three or four reviews a year with my clients. And they came in, and we've been doing Roth conversions. This is really it's gratifying, because all of a sudden they have hundreds of thousands of dollars that they've repositioned. Now, they're both retired, but the wife works part-time. She made, I think, $20,000 last year. So they can still contribute to Roth. Guess what? We still contribute to Roth for them. Non-working spouses can make contributions. They had, again, enough income to still continue to make Roth contributions. So not only are we doing Roth conversions, we're doing Roth contributions. And so I want you to be aware of some of these ideas. Again, I'm giving you just conversations I've had this week alone. I had another person I talked to actually at the gym we were working on. We've had conversations where he knows what I did. He'll ask me about stocks and some things. And he said, you know, I've been contributing to my 401k, and I'm trying to do mostly Roth right now. By the way, that's another option. Roth 401ks, up to, if you're 50 or older, $30,500 can all go into a Roth. But I explained to him, I said, what about your match? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you have a match, right? He said, yeah, they're matched 6%, which is a terrific match, by the way. And I said, you know, that with the new Secure Act 2.0, you can, if your employer will do it, you can ask them to make the match to Roth. He wasn't aware of that. So guess what? He's going to call his 401k provider to now get the Roth match on top of the Roth contribution. There's so many more ideas that I want to get into today. But again, this is what I call forward tax planning. And I posed the question before, do you want to make the IRS a bigger partner in your retirement? Right? Because if you're pulling money out and you got to turn around and give a chunk to the government, and then it causes more of your Social Security to be taxable, all of these things, this is part of it. I have a number of ideas of getting to tax-free. I just kind of brushed the surface on Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, Roth matches on 401ks. You aware of that? Let me offer that, again, this reference guide, so you can use this as a guide. I'm going to come back to this and say why this is so important, but it talks about what your contribution limits. Health savings accounts are in here. All of this stuff, the marginal tax brackets, a great reference guide, as well as information or strategies on getting to tax-free. So if you want that information, there's no cost or obligation, but let's start putting some of these things in place. 630-864-6711. Your getting to tax-free report, as well as the retirement and tax reference guide. These are great tools to really start to take control and try to minimize the amount of money that you have to turn around and give to your partner, the government. It's really disheartening when I see this. As an example, you know, if you think about it, when you take money out of a IRA or a 401k that's a traditional, especially if you're now at a point where it's Social Security and it makes more of your Social Security taxable, it's up to 85%. So depending on where your income is, and this is something I get into with, you know, I'll get on the board, explain how your Social Security is taxed. But the point is, if you're at that point where for every dollar you take out of your IRA, it makes another 85 cents of Social Security taxable. Think about this. You take out $10,000 from your IRA or 401k. That means you may have to include another $8,500, 85% of your Social Security. So when I explain it, I'm saying you're not paying tax on $10,000 from the retirement account. You're paying tax now, additional tax on $18,500. Pretty serious stuff. You see how this works? So let's take advantage and start doing some of these things and get to as close to tax-free as possible. Let me make one other offer. I offered those reports, and I offered that reference guide and these tools, but if you want to sit down and go through this, you know, because everybody's situation is unique. Bring in your tax returns. Throw everything in a box. We'll go through this, and we'll look at your overall plan, too, as far as creating income you can't outlive. We've talked about that. Minimizing taxes, trying to get as much of that income tax-free. Protecting the assets. Having an investment plan. We'll do a portfolio analysis. We call it the retirement roadmap. If you want to take advantage of that and do more of a what I call a personalized, customized and complete analysis, you'll meet with me personally, give us a call. Or you can go to our website too. But if you want to give us a call to schedule a time, it will be productive. It will be worth your while. I'm confident in that statement. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time, send me questions, get in touch with us. Any way I can help you, we'll help you out. Coming up, I'm going to get into a number of more ideas. It's all about getting to tax-free, getting to financial independence. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the president and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information we offered, if you have a question, you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's great information to download there. Again, you can reach out if you want some, have a question. I will always get you an answer. Or if you want to even schedule a time to just chat. Again, want to be a resource to help in any way we can as it relates to your retirement plan. As I said today, we're focusing on taxes. I know we talk about it, but I felt obligated because, I mean, we talk about financial independence. One of these big things, I think, as we go into retirement, maybe one of the most overlooked is taxes. And this generation could be one of the biggest, hardest hit for taxes, could play a big role in our retirement. In fact, when you take a look at taxes, this is interesting, I think. First income tax law was passed during the Civil War to raise revenue. Now, that was found unconstitutional. So what'd they do? They changed the Constitution, the 16th Amendment. And that was in 1913. You know what the highest tax bracket was? 7%. Okay. Well, I think it's a little higher than that today. We see how that works. But then, more than that, and that's why I want to be clear on some of these things, and I offered that reference guide, and I offered this information on getting to tax-free. It's not just about one thing. It's not just about your income tax bracket, because keep in mind, and most of us have money in IRAs, traditional accounts. It's common that that's our biggest asset. Well, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is. But keep in mind, when you take money out of that, not only is it taxed at whatever marginal tax bracket, and it impacts or is used to determine how much of your Social Security is. It's used to determine how much you will pay in Medicare premiums. As I said, these premiums can get over $500 per month per person. Think about that. That, as far as I'm concerned, is a tax. Call it what you want, a premium, but it's a tax because it's based on your adjusted gross income. It can also impact what's called net investment tax. That's a whole other thing. That's 3.8%. In fact, now, it's an interesting article. It said that it's tripled since the tax took effect in 2013, rising from $16 billion in revenue to $60 billion. So these are things that, you know, we just get blindsided by. So I just want you to be aware of Roth versus traditional health savings accounts, 529s. There's all these different things that are tax-free that we can use in our planning, where, number one, it's not taxed. The tax rate on it is always zero. It is not included in our taxable Social Security at all. It will never go on your 1040. In fact, it's almost like we're living before 1913. There was no income tax. It doesn't impact your IRMA, your Medicare premiums. There's not an investment income tax on it. And if tax rates go up in the future, as I said, the tax rate on it is always zero. It goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Do you think we should be doing more of this? I posed the question in the first segment. Do you want to make the IRS a bigger partner in your retirement planning? And so this is really, I think, fulfilling when you start to take advantage. I really incorporate, I'm an investment advisor representative. I'm also licensed in insurance. I'm licensed on that side too. We do, I like to say, complete planning. We do estate planning, investment planning, tax planning, of course, income planning. But I incorporate this. It's important. And I say, when I tell people, bring everything in, let's see your tax return. I pull out tax returns. I show someone, look, do you see what your marginal tax bracket is? I'll give you a quick example. This is why this is important. Right? I had someone in here again. I was giving examples of conversations I had this week. I had someone in this week. They're in a 12% marginal tax bracket. That's in this tax reference guide, by the way. That's why this is so important. You can pull out your tax returns and see where you're at. For example, for 2024, if your taxable income, not your gross income, you're taxable. You have about a $30,000 deduction if you're a couple. So if that's your taxable income. But if it's under $94,000, you're in a 12% tax bracket. Are you aware of that? So people sometimes that go into retirement, there's a great opportunity here to say, if I can convert money, this is a conversion at 12% to never pay tax on it the rest of my life. Do you want to do that? And then you can do some at 22, which is the next bracket, and maybe blend the two. Would you do it? Well, now I'm making informed decisions. And if you're contributing to a 401k, that's another thing. Do you want to just pay the 12? I had a conversation again. This is another one this past week. And the one spouse is retired. The one is still working, so their income's a little lower right now. And I said, you know, you're in a 12%. Now, you can put the money into the 401k. You won't pay the 12%. Even if you're in a 22, it's pretty compelling. You won't pay the 22% today, but you'll pay tax on that contribution in the future. Whatever the tax rate is, you'll pay tax on all of the growth. And whatever the tax rate is, it will be used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. You'll have required minimum distributions, and your spouse and children will pay tax on it. And it could affect your Medicare premiums. Again, I just want you to be aware of some of these things. So when someone says, well, a Roth versus what's your tax bracket, let's just look at this one thing. There's a lot more to it. I hope you can see that. And then estate taxes, it can be exposed to estate taxes. This is really good. I don't want to be depressed here, but I'm trying to give you the good news. And as I said, either you're going to pay the tax on that account or your children will pay it. They do not on Roths. This is important stuff, and that's why I offer this information. Unfortunately, we have this terrible relationship, and I get it. It's not fun. I do my own taxes. I even do my S-Corp tax. And I understand this very well, but, you know, this is it's not fun. Right? No, and you do it once a year, you give it, hand it off to your accountant or whoever's doing it, or you do it and you don't look at it again for another year. And that's unfortunately to your detriment. So that's why I offer this information. Some of these are simple ideas. Roth conversions, I mentioned, you can do any amount at any time at any age. And when I see clients come in here year after year, and all of a sudden I just keep seeing these Roth accounts continue to grow, and all of a sudden they started with zero and they've got a few hundred thousand of tax-free money, that's pretty fulfilling. And so these are all of these ideas. It's so much going on. I wish I could get into more of it. But I've talked about a Roth conversions, Roth contributions, your 401k match, health savings accounts. You get a deduction on the going in. It grows tax-free, and it's tax-free coming out. Are we doing these things? If you want this information, as I said, I'll get it out to you, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. Send me a question specific to you. I had someone send me a question on, you know, on Roth contributions not too long ago, and you know, you can also do after-tax 401ks. I had someone, I didn't have a chance to get to all of these, but maybe I'll talk about that coming up. You know, if your 401k, beyond the $30,500, you can sometimes, you have to ask your provider, can I put more money in? It's called after-tax. Why would I do that? Because now I can convert it to a Roth with no tax on it. So think about that. I'm doing the Roth as a match. The match is a Roth, my Roth contribution, and I'm doing after-tax contributions that I can move to a Roth. This is you can really accelerate this and get to a point where imagine if you get all your Social Security tax free. You could. If all your money was in a Roth, I've said this before, if all your money was in a Roth, you would pay nothing. Even if you and your spouse had $75,000 of Social Security, it would be tax free, all of it. So this is pretty powerful stuff when I talk about this. I offered the information again. Let me take it another step. You know, we have a lot of challenges. It's not just understanding taxes, saving and investing, economy today, all of these things to be successful in retirement. Well, it comes down really to creating a financial game plan, generating income, paying for health care, reducing investment risk. This is what it's about, having a comprehensive plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, we'll get into these specific ideas. Give us a call. Go to our website. You schedule a time with me to meet for a complimentary consultation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. I hope this has been helpful. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be on next week at the same time. This is Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Hour.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.